All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mr. Sullivan to the main stage. Mike, you wanted to bring something up,
yep.
And I'm here for it. I believe it or not, I have done some research on what you're about to bring up, so please carry on.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you this because you had mentioned earlier in the broadcast that you had mentioned earlier in the show that a lot of people, whether it's baseball, hockey, whatever, you have more people nowadays that are watching other people play video games than actually watching sports. And I do think it's huge. I think it's clear how big Twitch is, how big the esports community is, and how many people. And look, this is probably very difficult for a lot of older people to understand. Oh my God, why would someone watch another person play video games?
Not if they have children.
Right. Well, right. But I wanted to kind of just get your opinion on, the rise of Twitch, because this really has, whether it's been broadcast on national, it's been huge.
I found out through my wife. She was talking about it as before the world ended here, because it's a problem with her students. I mean, they just don't stop. All they do is watch people play Fortnite. So at the start of the pandemic, I just was like, all right, well, I want to see what this is. So, I did, and it was at that time, too, like Call of Duty released their new Warzone feature, which is like it's taken over planet Earth. And, Mike, I was looking into the financials of what some of these contracts, these streamers, I mean, Mike, it's not like, hey, this dude plays video games and makes $500,000. I mean,
half a million a month.
Right, Mike, we're talking, there's a guy who's local. And again, I don't know where he lives in the state. I know he's from Michigan. And he goes by the name of Nick Merckx.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this guy just got the bag. I mean, I think Twitch handed the guy like $15 million.
Yeah, there's several from Michigan. It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And hey, I don't hate anyone's hustle.
No.
If people are willing to pay you $15 million, I don't care what you're doing. What am I going to say about it?
Yeah.
Unless you're like running coke for the cartel or something. We don't want to see that. But like, Mike, I checked it all out because like my wife would talk about it. She's like, I can't get the kids to stop doing this. So I checked it out. Now, first of all, I will tell you this. These guys, they're animals. They're animals. You'll have a seizure or a stroke or both watching them play video games.
Right, it's crazy.
They move so fast, like they're like robots. They're just robots of death.
It really is unbelievable.
But Mike, here's what I don't get: these guys get paid because of their viewership, and they run ads, and that's how it works. Mike, people line up and give them money.
Yep.
People will watch them play, and they're like, "Here's $20."
They'll donate,
and you're like, "What?
No.
What?" Now, I don't hate anyone's hustle, but that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
The service is free. Why are you giving them money? But, Mike, you got to check some of these.
They want to support their favorite gamer,
But they already got supported. They got millions and millions and millions of dollars from Twitch.
Right. Well, but that's a lot of it is how they get paid is through those donations. But yes, that's the different concept here, because it's not like it's just endorsements or just a contract they sign with some sort of gaming company. But yeah, a lot of it, how they make money is through their fans just going on and donating
money. It's unreal.
And David was just saying, you know, and I'd love to hear from parents on this too, because David was just saying how his kids are always, you know, watching streamers and watching Twitch and stuff like that. And I bet that there's probably a lot of parents out there that they realize their kids have been obsessed with this. Their kids are watching these games all the time. And I would bet that there's probably a lot of parents who have seen credit card charges from their kids for stuff like this.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No. See, you got to control your kids. That's what you got to do. But I will say this. Yeah, they don't watch the Twitch, but everything is streamed to YouTube as well.
Okay.
So they watch it. My youngest in particular, he is way more into it than my oldest is. He watches all the stuff on YouTube, all of the gamers, all of the Fortnite stuff. He's trying to get better himself.
David.
So he's watching all of them play.
David, and this is the God's honest truth. Your children watch more Twitch or YouTube than Tiger Baseball.
Oh, for sure.
On a day we are talking about baseball possibly not playing this year. And I make the case that this sport is dead if they don't play.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Twitch is a part of it.
Yes.
Kids will move on. You take baseball away for 17 months.
Oh, please.
That's a lifetime in a child's universe.
Yep.
I mean, right here and right now, you go to Twitch and pull this up, and there's this Dr. Disrespect guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't get the whole wig and sunglasses he wears. It's like some part of a character. I'm not an expert. My point is he's got 40,000 people watching him play now.
Wow. See, here's the crazy thing.
The Tigers don't have 40,000 people on a Tuesday night against the Royals.
Here's the crazy thing, and here's what my boys do sometimes. They will watch it, whether it's Twitch, whether it's YouTube. And what they do on the other side is now they're watching it with their friends. So they may FaceTime their friend. They may even have a Zoom call with their friends. And it's like four or five of their friends and them watching them play video games. And they're watching it together as friends, commenting on what they're watching.
I think people.
Why can't I get a commentator job?
No.
Quit this racket.
People need to realize, though, that is the new watching sports. For kids.
That's where esports has come in. That's why.
All these video games as if, literally, they're watching it like a lot of people listening right now probably grew up watching sports. A lot of these kids nowadays are growing up watching video games as if they were actually live sports.
Yep.
It's just a different form of it.
It's unbelievable. It's unreal. But no, I mean, like,
are
when my wife
games
was
a sport, 2-4-8, are they athletes?
No, but when my wife was talking about it as a teacher and you're going, what do you mean kids are trying to, like, watch while they're in class? And I'm like, watch who? But then you do the research and you start to figure out this universe that is Twitch. Oh, Mike, let me tell you, we talked a lot and we're going to get back into the baseball thing at 5 o'clock. Mike, this is stuff like Twitch or YouTube or your phone. These are all attacks on our attention span. And sports like baseball with a slow pace of play, with a very hard to understand format. Oh man, they get destroyed by this. Why do you think TV ratings are terrible for baseball? You don't play this year. Imagine the fallout.
Yep.
Well, kids are following online gaming teams. You know how easily the Tigers can be replaced by an online gaming team in certain households in this town? And once that happens, you lose them forever. No, Mike, I'm glad
you
brought it
up. We've seen the NBA, you know, go to each team has an esports team and they're streaming and stuff from the official team. But here's a text, too. Mike, you're not going to like this, but I don't see much difference in watching someone play a game like Fortnite and someone play a game like baseball.
Why wouldn't I like it? It's your prerogative. All I said is at the start of it, I didn't quite grasp what it was. So I took the time to understand it. Look, I'm thrilled people are out there making money. Do it. And these guys, look, you can say whatever you want. I mean, whether you play tennis, whether you lay tile, or whether you play video games, if you're elite at what you do, you're going to make money doing it. These dudes are freak shows. They're freak shows. Like, I don't know how much Adderall and energy drinks they've got coursing through their veins to do it, but man, do they do it. I'm not hating the hustle. And if you enjoy it, go for it. I got news for you. A couple years from now, it'll probably be the norm. And the actual watching of games in arenas won't be. Oh, I'm not the obstinate old guy here. I'm not. I don't deny what's happening. That's why I put the time in to figure out what I was watching, who some of the brand names were, what type of money they were getting. Oh, no, this is real. You don't get companies handing out $15 million deals if something ain't real. Now, I get it. It's not Kylie Jenner's cosmetics fund, but it's still a lot of money.
See, Mike, I just thought about this, and I don't know why I didn't say it at first, but you were talking about your wife as a teacher, you know, understanding how her students are dealing with this Fortnite and all this Twitch stuff.
Yeah.
It just made me think, you know, everything's being online right now with students. I remember a lesson that my oldest son's teacher gave the entire class, teaching them how to write, you know, be more descriptive in their writing and writing stories. She had everyone, because she knew they love Fortnite and Twitch, had all of them pick a character on Fortnite to write a story about. Because yeah. She knew that was her audience. She knew all her kids were at home because of the COVID. And she said, you know what? I know they're all playing. Let me get them involved and get a story, get a character, and write a story about it. It's crazy.
David, when are we going to get involved? Like, can we just, like, play college football and curse at each other and make money?
That'd be so good. If somebody pays me, yeah, I'll do it.
Where's that at?
Oh, man.
Where is that at?
I mean,
some of these dudes, like, dress up and stuff. It's wild.
Yes, they do.
What kind of world I'm in? Sully, you were supposed to be our young and hip and trendy guy. We missed the market.
Dude, I don't... I fully get the esports stuff. It's even just watching it, it's crazy. I'm not surprised at all how it's taken off.
You gotta see, Mike. You gotta see. I went down the wormhole probably about 6 weeks ago. This Nick Merckx guy.
Yeah.
You gotta see this guy's setup. And he's like 30. He ain't some kid. Dude, this guy's basement looks like a spaceship.
It's crazy.
I mean, easily put $100,000 into his basement. Easily.
We know he makes far more than that, yeah.
He's got a waterfall. He's got a waterfall in his basement. He plays video games. That's Tony Montana stuff.
Yeah.
He's got a waterfall in his basement. Playing video games. And baseball's talking about not playing.
Your audience games on Twitch.
Yeah, your audience is gone. The kids are gone. It's crazy. All right, let's do a blitz. We can get some of the people too. Some of the people want to rap about it. Yeah, but no, I'm hip to what it is, Mike, and
yeah.
I'm amazed at the money. I'll tell you that.
And honestly, I would love to hear from parents more, because I think there's a lot of people, probably like you mentioned with you and your wife, or certainly what David was saying with his kids. I think there's probably a ton of people that realize how frequently kids are watching this. It's been crazy.
All right, let's hit the blitz.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.